KMOX, KECK, HD2, St. Louis.
The legendary voice of St. Louis. This is KMOX, a radio.com station.
It is Wednesday, March the 24th. I'm Debbie Monterey, and these are the stories making news.
This is AccuWeather meteorologist Ian DeVore. Breezy, quite mild, upper 60s to near 70 with partly sunny skies today.
Good morning. I'm Michael Calhoun.
Is there a magic number triggering opening St. Louis County businesses?
We'd like to see it down to 100.
I'm Maria Aquino with details.
We are the most racially segregated city in the United States.
The police union needs to get rid of Jeff Rorta.
The candidates for mayor lay out their vision for St. Louis. KMOX was there.
I was asking some of the questions. We'll have the latest on that for you after CBS News covers the world. It's 6.
Mid-America's most trusted source for news, KMOX.
At 6:03, we have mostly clear skies, 48 degrees downtown. It is Wednesday, March 24th. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And good morning. I'm Michael Calhoun. Our top local story.
Inform your decision. Election news.
The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department was a topic of debate for the two candidates for St. Louis City Mayor last night on KMOX and Fox 2 News. I was one of the panelists as Alderwoman Kara Spencer gave her take on what's wrong with the police.
We are missing a strategy for dealing with violence. We don't have a strategy. And without a strategy, we cannot possibly begin to be efficient and effective at addressing violence.
Treasurer Tashara Jones says the department doesn't even know how many officers they have.
So we need to do a top-down review of the number of officers that we have and also staff with alternative professionals to deploy the right professional to the right call.
Jones touted her experience in city government as a positive, while Spencer portrayed herself as a political outsider heading into the April 6th election.
I'm Brian Feldman, live in the KMOX newsroom. Evictions resuming in St. Louis County. More than 500 people on the list of pending evictions that were put on hold during the pandemic. Starting April 5th, St. Louis County Circuit Court will resume hearings for some types of cases. Tenants involved in illegal drugs or criminal activity, and tenants threatening to harm others or damage property. Landlords wanting back rent can also apply for federal reimbursement starting in April. No word on when evictions will resume for residents behind on their rent. Reporting live, Brian Feldman, KMOX News.
When could St. Louis County businesses fully reopen? According to the St. Louis County Executive, there are still too many COVID cases.
But every week, the County Council's public comment segment has a handful of constituents outraged by the mitigation efforts.
What does the daily number need to be in order for businesses to open at 100%?
Paige refrained from answering in the public comment portion, but did address the question.
So I'll look to the public health experts and health researchers in our pandemic task force, and I'll continue to follow their guidance. And that target may change as we get more people vaccinated.
Paige says that guidance is suggesting 100 or fewer COVID cases before businesses should reopen at full capacity. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
A special meeting of the St. Louis County Police Board that turned into a two-hour closed-door session is raising questions about what's going on.
This is Kevin Killeen. Because the agenda says only that they went into closed session to talk about items of litigation and or personnel matters, some lawyers who follow the county police board say it's probably about hiring outside attorneys to handle the mounting lawsuits against the police department, lawsuits accusing it of racial discrimination. So far, there are two suits filed by high-ranking officers, and a third lawsuit is expected. Kevin Killeen, KMOX News.
St. Louis County Police say an 11-year-old girl went missing in Florissant yesterday afternoon. Lily McGay left her house at 4 o'clock and has not been seen since. Police say Lily has been diagnosed with oppositional defiance disorder and ADHD. She is white, about 5 feet tall, 100 pounds, reddish blonde hair, was wearing a red Mickey Mouse shirt. If you see Lily McGay, please dial 911 immediately.
A bill to end the property tax on vehicles is making slow progress in Jefferson City.
State Senator Bill Igel of St. Charles says he's facing some surprise resistance from fellow Republicans on his proposal to eliminate the personal property tax on motor vehicles.
Senate Bill 24, which would slowly phase out personal property tax in the state of Missouri, and when it's fully phased in, you won't ever have to pay personal property tax on your vehicle again here in the state of Missouri.
Eichel says he needs about three more GOP senators to support the measure to pass it. He expected a bill to cut tax on vehicles would have been more popular among conservatives. Sean Michael Lyle, KMOX News.
Missouri's House gave first-round approval to extend power over child care facilities to include religious facilities.
The measure comes in response to felony charges filed against a Christian reform school in southwest Missouri. For years, Missouri laws exempted religious child care facilities from state regulations. Some of the most dramatic House testimony for a change came from Jackson County's Representative Carrie Engel, who talked about what she had heard about unregulated facilities.
Through emails and phone calls and videos described rape, described forcing children to have abortions, described stripping children of their dignity and their self-respect, their belief in God, their belief in love, forced children to fight other children.
The House measure faces one more vote before going to the Senate. From Missouri's Capitol, Phil Brooks, KMOX News.
The news is sponsored by English Sweep Chimney Services. Coming up, smaller spaces, bigger demand. It's 6:08.
It's 6:12. KMOX has learned the president and CEO of the St. Louis Zoo plans to retire. Jeffrey Bonner will stay through mid-2022 to ensure a smooth transition, then stay available on a consulting basis. Bonner has led the zoo for nearly 20 years and helped raise millions of dollars.
From the Jefferson Bank and Trust business desk, smaller office spaces may be in high demand post-pandemic. Rebecca Crockett has more.
This time last year, many in office settings were learning to work from home, and some businesses are making that a permanent thing. Daniel Bricado with Block Real Estate Services says there's definitely a lot of rethinking office setups right now.
I would say smaller office space, co-working spaces, I would think, are picking up a little bit more steam than they were prior.
Bricado says flex space is another type of facility gaining attention, with those who had separate retail and warehouse space combining the two. Thanks to low interest rates, he says vacancies caused by the pandemic are filling up fast.
Rewind and share this newscast with the radio.com app. Coming up at 6:20, SLU hosting a trial for a new COVID vaccine that aims to be better than the rest. It's 6:14.
The news continues at 6:22. St. Louis University is launching a new Phase 1 COVID-19 vaccine trial and is now enrolling patients. The director of St. Louis University's Center for Vaccine Development, Dr. Daniel Hoff, says the vaccine maker is Gritstone Oncology.
So these vaccines are designed to induce two arms of the immune response, which perhaps, we hope, can work together in concert to induce overall better immunity from the point of view of being stronger, potentially a longer-term immune response, and even protection against the variants of concern, or VOC, that have been talked about in the media recently.
More on these new trials at vaccine.slu.edu.
A KMOX follow-up to a story we had for you yesterday. Restaurants that first rejoiced at reopening are now finding it difficult to replace the workers they've lost. It's a problem not just here, but across the country. Michael Burnick is the former director of California's Labor Department.
A good number of those people have either gone on to other, by necessity, gone on to other jobs, or move to other areas of the state or other states.
California lost more than 800,000 jobs between January of last year and today.
Bill number 68, there are six ayes and one absent.
Bill number 68 is finally passed.
A sigh of relief for nearly 200 St. Louis County employees whose maximum salaries were below the 6% raise approved in this year's budget. County merit workers already had their raises approved last year by the county council. Last night's action adjusted some salaries where the pay was below the budgeted amount.
Want to go to a blues game? I know I do. The Blues are releasing a limited number of tickets for general public purchase today for the first time this season. Tickets will go on sale starting at noon at Ticketmaster.com. Blues tickets can be purchased in seating pods of two or four and will be available for all remaining Blues home games of the regular season.
The debate over gun control.
90% of the Americans agree on it.
Where things stand in the Capitol at 6:30, it's 6:24.
The stories that matter around St. Louis and around the world from Mid-America's most trusted source, KMOX.
Sky, 50 degrees. Downtown at the Arch, I'm Michael Calhoun.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. Ahead, what the candidates for St. Louis mayor had to say on KMOX last night. But first, let's check in with Roger Brand in the Sluk Air Physician Group Traffic Center.
Well, Debbie, they just requested a pump.
It is 6:31, our top local story.
Inform your decision. Election news.
Candidates for St. Louis mayor discussed race during the social media portion of last night's debate on KMOX and Fox 2. Alderwoman Kara Spencer says development across the city has to be more equitable.
We are the most racially segregated city in the United States. And it's the mayor's job to set that table, to have that those conversations, those tough conversations about our racist past.
St. Louis Treasurer Tashara Jones.
We have not addressed race head on, and because we have not, a lot of times people say things that they don't think are racist, and then when you point out that they are racist, they get defensive.
She says she would reestablish the position of deputy mayor for racial equity and community engagement. Coming up later this hour, we'll bring you one of my questions to the candidates from the debate last night, and we'll have post-debate interviews this afternoon live with both candidates on the Dave Glover Show, Spencer at 3:05 and Jones at 5:15.
Democrats at the U.S. Capitol say Senate Bill 1 is about election fairness. The GOP isn't buying it. Mark Lavoie has more.
Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says he won't vote for a huge Democrat bill that many believe would federalize all elections. Blunt said he would oppose a Republican bill that would allow his party to take over election regulation.
We've got something here that's worked for a long time, that's responsive, that people know the people that are expected to be sure that the election is conducted in a free and fair way. This bill takes all of that away.
Blunt questions the need for major legislation, saying he's heard Democrats argue for months that the 2020 election was the most secure ever, with the largest turnout ever, because of the flexibility of state officials.
President Biden is pleading for tougher gun laws in the wake of two mass shootings in 1 week, and two top Illinois lawmakers are backing him. KMOX's Brian Feldman live in the newsroom. What are they doing, Brian?
Well, Michael, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin chaired a Judiciary Committee hearing Tuesday on gun violence. He scheduled it a week ago, just before the Atlanta mass shooting.
And across the nation, every day, we lose on average 109 American lives to gunfire. 109. Suicides, domestic violence shootings, accidental shootings, homicides.
Republicans on the evenly split committee voiced opposition to new gun control measures, calling to address the root causes of violence. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker also calling on Congress to do something about gun control. Pritzker tweeted his sympathies to the victims in Colorado and their families, calling for lawmakers to pass, quote, meaningful and comprehensive gun control measures, end quote. Coming up at 7:20, we'll hear from retired St. Louis Police Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Layshock, who now trains businesses to stay safe in the event of mass shootings. Reporting live, Brian Feldman, KMOX News.
The news is sponsored by Michael's Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts, michaelsflooringoutlet.com. And coming up,
I'm Kevin Killeen. Whatever happened to Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's investigator in the Eric Greitens case, the one accused of perjury?
It's 6:36. Jury trials are slowly resuming in St. Louis City. KMOX's Kevin Killeen updates us on one trial rooted in the failed attempt to prosecute former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens for a sex scandal.
When the case against Eric Greitens fell apart, the tables turned on Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, and her investigator, former FBI agent William Tisby, was indicted for perjury. He's accused of lying under oath during the Greitens case during a deposition. The presiding judge now tells us that the Tisby case is alive and well, but it won't happen at least for 6 months. Neither the judge in the case nor the special prosecutor are asking for a trial date, and the courts have a big backlog of violent felony cases, defendants who are waiting for trial right now behind bars. Kevin Killeen, KMOX News.
It is 6:51 and St. Louisans got to hear from the two candidates for mayor last night in a live debate, which was simulcast on KMOX and on Fox 2. Michael, you were one of the panelists asking questions of Tashara Jones and Kara Spencer.
That's right, Debbie. And those questions ranged from police reform to building more homes in North St. Louis. My first question to the two had to do with money to pay for all those priorities.
Michael will pose his question to Alderwoman Spencer first, minute and a half again.
Thank you, Jasmine. Good evening. This question is about tax incentives. They can attract developers and ensure diversity and equity benchmarks, but can also divert revenue from city needs and be applied unevenly. So what do you think is the balance, the proper balance for the city's use of tax incentives?
Alderman Spencer. I've spoken about this a lot, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk to the viewers tonight about this. Incentivizing development is an important piece to driving investment into the city of St. Louis. We know there's a gap between what it costs to rehab a building and what it can sell for in the open market here in the city of St. Louis as the result of years of a stagnant regional economy. So there are real reasons why we need to use incentives, but we have to be judicious because we have a limited tax base and a pie to divvy out to those incentives. I have been fighting back when the deals don't make sense at City Hall since the day I got down there. But it is important to recognize their importance. So if I'm elected mayor, I'm going to reorient the St. Louis Development Corporation, that agency that really vets through and provides for those incentives, to reorient it to be proactive. And what we're going to do is work with our communities to develop a plan to really understand what the communities, what can be supported, so that we are proactive in the delivery of those incentives to be driving investment, not where the developers want to put it, but where they can serve best the communities. I'd like to reorient that to fund from the general fund so that we can have a more balanced approach to how we are giving out those incentives so that they're put to the highest, best use.
Thank you, Alderwoman Spencer. Treasurer Jones, your response.
Yes, I will put money, energy, and resources towards intentional investment. Just like we saw intentional investment in downtown and the Central Corridor, we saw intentional disinvestment in areas of North St. Louis and parts of South St. Louis. And so it should be no surprise that those areas are hollowing out because we have not used our development incentives to go in those areas. I think we've overused incentives in some areas. We've spent over $700 million since the year 2000, and often to the peril of our school district, because that money, 60% of every dollar that we spend on tax incentives, takes away money from our schools. So my plan is also to reorient SLDC, make it more neighborhood focused, recruit a new SLDC director who is also focused on neighborhoods, who has experience bringing back cities. And work with that person and SLDC to push development to our neighborhoods, develop a plan that works for and with them.
Treasurer Jones, thank you.
And that's Treasurer Tashara Jones and Alderwoman Kara Spencer at our debate last night, hosted by KMOX, Fox 2, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the St. Louis Press Club, and the Greater Association of Black Journalists in St. Louis. It's 6:55.
Total Information AM on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.